This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Kansas State University President Richard Myers. What a special honor to have him today, and on graduation day to top, well, I mean graduation weekend to top it off, and very busy there on campus this weekend.
It is busy, and of course everything sort of speeds up towards the end of any semester, but we have graduation today, the graduate school, and then over at Polytechnic in Salina, and then tomorrow all the colleges graduate. That'll go from 8:30 in the morning till around 5 o'clock or a little after in the afternoon. So it's a joyous time. That's why we're here, is to get people their diplomas and get them on their way.
Campus pretty lively, lots of traffic.
Yep, well, a lot of last-minute things people are trying to do. And then next week is finals week, and then it'll go really quiet for about a month as the students get their winter break.
Well, why don't we go ahead and look, I mean, as you mentioned, we're getting toward the end of the year. Right. Let's lead off with year-end thoughts. I know we have several other specific things we want to get to, too, but we are approaching the end of 2017. I really don't know where the year has gone.
It has gone. I mean, I was surprised when they said, well, graduation is next week, and that just caught me by surprise because I guess my mental clock hadn't kept up with the real clock, which is often the case in our lives, isn't it? But I think K-State is in a really good position right now. We have some challenges, but we have things working along all our challenges to make things better. And I think we are a great institution, a great school. The faculty, staff, the students make it that way. I've been with students and faculty and staff over the last several weeks, and I just couldn't be. I have the same opinion of our institution today as I did when I came here a year and a half ago. This is just a great place, and we'll overcome every challenge we have and keep moving forward. There's no institution in this land, higher education, doesn't have challenges, and we're certainly one of them. But we're going to do just fine.
I know you just had a letter in K-State today, yesterday, I believe, and you listed some of the accomplishments, and it's your turn to brag now.
Well, I think the brag is that, we've had some I'd say, unrest, and it's too much to say on campus, but maybe it is on campus, and also in the community, and that's why we had KS Unite as a way to just take a deep breath and say, who are we, what are our values, and how do we get better in taking care of one another? And we have lots of plans and programs going forward. We had, coming into that day, we have lots of plans and programs going forward to help educate all of us to be more culturally aware and to treat people the way we want to be treated and the way they want to be treated. And so that requires some education and it requires some training, and we're all about that. We think Kansas State University can be a beacon in the whole of the United States and how people can be civil to each other, can have respect for one another, and move our whole environment forward. We think we have the tools here, the students, the student leadership, the faculty leadership. Everybody wants to do this, and so we're moving out.
Sneak preview of when we do our year-enders, which will come up on December 28th, I believe. That is our second top story of the year.
Oh, nice.
And
yeah.
I know a lot, with all the different things going on campus when it comes to KS Unite and what led up to that. As you said, many not really directly related to campus, as it turned out, and many of them a little bit unfounded, too, but still a good chance to look at some things. And so you do feel progress is being made.
Oh, yeah. Look yourself in the mirror, too, and look and for those that don't think we have issues on campus, it was a chance to let people know that, yeah, we do have some issues, but tackling them head on in the appropriate way is what's gonna move us forward. So I think we're getting a lot of credit around the country for what we did. KS Unite, we canceled classes for 2 hours. That's a big deal for a university. That took a lot of thought, especially from the provost and the faculty side and the dean's side of the house. But they all agreed in the end, this is something we need to do as a university. Unprecedented, I think, at least for Kansas State University. We only cancel for snow or things like that. So this is a big deal. But I think it paid big dividends in terms of getting people's attention and saying, let's all move forward together and just try to be better.
Any concerns about long-term damage to K-State's reputation?
No,
I know.
I think no. This isn't just K-State. Every university has these issues right here in the state of Kansas, all across the nation. So I think that, the national tone, the lack of civility at the national level, I mean, all of that reflects back to campuses in pretty directly. So we're feeling all that, but we're not the only campus that feels it. But I think we've probably taken really substantial steps to improve everything, improve our climate. And I don't know what the other universities are doing, but I feel really good about where we are right now.
We're in such a fast-paced social media world these days. I know as a news organization right here at KMAN Manhattan Broadcasting, we deal with that on a daily basis. I know your office does too. And how do you counter some of that?
I think the only way you counter social media, first of all, you can't be driven by a crowd mentality, which is what often gets going on social media. And I think we just saw that at the University of Tennessee with their athletic director, John Curry, who was here before. That was mob mentality that apparently they caved into. So I think the only thing you can do is, as an organization, we have a responsibility to, when we say something, that it's based on the facts as we know them and that we're credible. So the credibility of the organization, taking the time, being patient enough to figure out what really did happen, if something, an incident happened, whatever it was, and then responding. And we have a group of leaders, both, like I said, student, faculty, staff, administrators, that I think will do that. And we've talked about it. We have a process for doing that. I think that's your only counter. And then education. Educate people that just because it's on social media doesn't mean it's true. And I think most people know that in their hearts. But sometimes when something goes around, and if you want to believe it, you believe it. So we've got to be patient, get the facts, be credible when we speak as a university, and go from there. That's all you can do.
And I think actually at the recent Kansas Association of Broadcasters, you said some of those things.
I did,
understand.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but some of our folks were. And they said you came down pretty hard sometimes when it comes to how those things get spread and the way things are dealt with.
Well, the worst, one thing is social media. But when social media spreads to mainstream media and journalism, and they buy into stories and that they don't have the facts together, that's really disappointing. And we've had that happen here in this town, in the state for sure, in Kansas City. And I don't know why, but it's just unfortunate that because the country relies on mainstream journalism to be the keeper of our democracy in many respects, to report the facts so we as citizens can make our value judgments.
President Myers, we have a phone call, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
You'll need a set of headphones in order to hear what the person has to say.
Yes. Yep.
And again, we have Kansas State University President Richard Myers with us. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. I called in before when you were on, General, and I was a classmate of your brother-in-law, Bobby Ballard.
Uh-oh.
I won't hold that against you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to state that I think you, I don't think, I know for a fact that I think you're the best president we've had since Milton Eisenhower back in the 50s. And it's not strange, but both of you are pretty closely connected to the military, is the brother being Ike. That's all I wanted to say, and thank you for what you're doing for this university. I know that we're going to go back and get things squared away and be like it used to be, not about the money, but about taking care of the students.
Absolutely.
Taking care of the people in the area and cooperating with the county and the city and the state. And have a great holiday season.
Same to you, and thank you for the call. And anytime you're compared to Milton Eisenhower, that's pretty high praise. I don't deserve that, but I'll take it.
Dave, you want to add something?
President Myers, one of the things that, the caller kind of touched base on this, taking care of the students and not about the money. One of your predecessors once said that, the job of the president is more of a fundraising capacity now. Do you believe that that's still part or a major part of the job of the president of Kansas State University?
I think that's a major part of the job for virtually every college or university president, because state funding generally across the nation has gone down, certainly true here in the state of Kansas. And so if you want to continue to have a quality program, quality professors, quality curriculum, quality students, you make up for some of that shortfall with philanthropy. You can't make up for all of it, but you make up for some of it with philanthropy. And so, yeah, I spend a lot of time in that endeavor. I enjoy it. We also have such great passionate alumni and friends and corporations that value either our product, our students, or value their institution, the one that helped them get their start in life, that we have very generous alumni and friends and corporations. And it's when you have a good product to sell, if you will, it's easy to sell that product. And we're such a great institution. We have such great supporters that our philanthropy is at all-time high. Our goal this year is to raise $155 million. It wasn't all that long ago when we were raising well below $100 million. We got to $100 million, and I was on the board of the foundation at the time. And we thought, well, that's probably as good as we'll ever do here at Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, that's not true. We're averaging the last 4 or 5 years $150 million. Like I said, our goal this year is $155, and we think we'll probably make that. And it's all of us. I'm an alum as well, so they have to count on me to help, and I will. This is one of the most worthwhile endeavors you can become part of, because it's about educating people to go out and be good citizens and fix the world that we've left them. And in some cases, it needs a lot of fixing.
Well, President Myers, while we're on this subject, do you think there will come a time when K-State is fully or primarily funded by private donations while we're on this subject?
You know, I don't, and I'll tell you why I don't. There was a Federal Reserve study. It's old. It's 15 years old, but I don't think the answer would be different today if they did it again. But it said, the study found, that if you want to increase economic prosperity and if you want to increase wealth, you do it through education and through bright ideas. And a lot of that comes out of the universities, either education itself, producing great smart citizens, or through the research. And with those two things, you'd think the state would want to be part of that, especially a state like Kansas, where we have great agriculture. But other thing we have is great talent. And if we don't have developed talent, people aren't going to want to come here. Businesses aren't want to come here. It's all about talent these days for businesses and others to prosper. So, no, I think the state should be involved. I think they'll figure that out, that they need to stay involved in helping educate Kansans and those we bring in from around the world to make this world a better place. It's just fundamental.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:17. Kansas State University President Richard Myers with us today. And, of course, we have received a phone call. Always appreciate those. 537-1350 if you have a question or comment. Toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course